following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. On the air, online, and on demand. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on chicagobears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by University of Phoenix and Miller Lite.
From the home of the 5-1 Bears, this is Hallis Hall. I'm Zach Zaidman. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, and pleased to be joined by our guests for tonight, the full hour, with the talented defensive lineman Israel Adonijé and a newcomer to the show, Izzy. You want to introduce him?
You go ahead.
Okay, he's a guy that you see on every special teams play that you can possibly think of. He is everywhere on the field. Blake Costanzo. Hey, Blake, what's going on?
Good to be here, man. Excited to be here.
Yeah, he's from Jersey. Sounds like it, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah, I got a lot of questions because we're going to find out everything there is to know about Blake Costanzo. But before we do that, what I want to know is, and I'm being dead serious here, Izzy, how in the world do you have time for football? I mean, I'm getting an email from his foundation. He's doing something great in the community, whether it's in Chicago, back home in Canada. I see the restaurant you got going. You got you're flying for the comic convention. He wrote a comic book.
I heard.
It's unbelievable.
Well, football is first, so that's priority number one. And then all the other stuff kind of you fill in the gaps with. And, try to have a lot of fun with the things that I enjoy doing.
So do you ever have free time?
I mean, the beautiful thing about it, like the comic book project and the other things that we do, I mean, I enjoy doing that stuff. So it's not like it's work.
Right. It's kind of like a hobby in addition. And he keeps getting better and better at the game of football. I think that's what's so impressive is that you're doing all this stuff, helping a whole bunch of people out, and yet you're like a wine where you get better with it. Because when you first started, they labeled him as just a special teams guy. And then, as the years have gone on and you've gotten older, much more responsibility with this defense.
Yeah, I mean, I've been blessed, and just coaches that believe in me and the support staff that believes in me and has just, put more on my plate. And I've been fortunate to be able to step up and answer some of the requirements of the position and, just hopefully to continue to play for, a few more years to come and just, get a ring and do all the, great things that we have on our to-do list as a defense and as a team.
Blake, you know who I give the credit to? I don't know if he'll laugh when Izzy will laugh when he hears this. I give it to Mrs. Adonijé, his mom, because she's the one who forced you to play football. You didn't want to do it.
I did not want to go to my first provincial tryout. She packed me up, drove me 2.5 hours to my first practice. And, as soon as I got out on the field and, the competition started, I didn't want these other kids beating me up. And, I ended up messing around and making the team. And at that same practice was the head coach of the University of Manitoba, where I ended up going for 5 years.
And now he's here in the NFL playing a huge role on the best defense in the National Football League, holding opponents to 13 points per game this season. But even more impressive, during the four-game winning streak, you guys are holding teams to 8.5 points per game.
Wow. Yeah, best defense in the world. You put this defense in anything, Bears defense in a hockey game, we're dominating. Bears defense, basketball, we're dominant. We're the best defense in the galaxy.
That's all you guys do, nonstop, 24/7. All right, now let's find out a little bit about Blake Costanzo. If you're just tuning in, Israel Adonijé and Blake Costanzo, our guests here on Bears All Access. I'm guessing from the time that you were just a little kid, you were either going to be a boxer, an MMA star, or doing what you do on special teams.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I was a little wild as a kid.
A little?
Yeah, just a little bit. I just never like sitting still. I was even now to this day. I can't sleep in on Saturdays, Sundays, whenever I have time off. I just really can't sit on the couch and watch TV. I always got to be doing something, find something to do. So it's just in my personality to be a little wild at times. So
has there ever been a player in your time in the league that you've watched and gone, boy, that guy's crazy?
Wow.
Because usually you're that guy.
Yeah, there's some out there for sure. I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of guys are crazy that play the game of football. I mean, I think you got to be a little crazy to play defense. So anybody that steps on the field and plays defense or special teams, you got to have some loose with your head. So just anybody that plays the game of football definitely has you know, that mentality that you need to do to get to this level.
And then within those positions, because obviously to play defense is tough enough. To be any kind of special teamer is tough. But to be a gunner, I think that's probably the toughest thing to do in football. Playing quarterback is obviously a specialized skill, very difficult. You need to have a ton of talent. But the mentality you need to be a gunner, I mean, you can't be your average human being and do that.
No, I mean, think about it. I mean, football is hard enough when you got one guy blocking. Imagine two guys draped all over you. You're trying to get down the field and make a play. So, I mean, it's just a crazy, crazy thing that they have those gunners. I mean, I don't know how they do it. Speed, size, strength, you need it all to do it. So ours are pretty special.
Yeah, I'll give you an idea of – this is what impresses me about Costanzo is that he goes out there a couple of weeks ago, hurts the thumb. Right, I believe Dave Tobe called it a snapped ligament. I don't know what officially that is. I just know it sounds painful, right? Yeah. So the guy goes out there, and he's playing, you know, not telling anybody, just doing his thing, then has surgery, a little procedure to get it fixed during the bye week, comes back last week, plays right through it, and I was asking him, you know, how do you do it? You just can't think about it. It's just a thumb. It's just a thumb. You need a thumb.
Yeah, I mean, that's just part of the mentality you got, man. If you ask any of these guys who play you know, when you get a little injury like that, you kind of just say, hey, you know what? You just gotta play through it. And I'm sure anyone that had that injury or whatever on our team would have went out and just treated it like it was nothing and went out and played their game.
Talking Bears here with Blake Costanzo and Israel Adonijay on Bears All Access. All right, a lot of fans, I'm sure, have let you guys know via Twitter and just when you see them out and about how happy they are that the team is off to this start. What's been the most impressive thing to you guys within the locker room about what's happened so far and your prospects going forward?
I mean, from the, I guess, defensive standpoint, I think I'm impressed with the consistency, you know, that the guys have been playing with and just the level of play. I mean, just thus far, it's just been playing at a high level and it's tough to do in this league.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just impressed with just our team mentality. If you look at our sidelines, whether it be an offensive play, defensive play, special teams play, our sidelines is excited. I mean, there's about 20, 30 guys on the field to congratulate a guy. And that's just something special that I think you need the intangible thing. I think you need to be successful in this league.
Let me run something by you. I think the most impressive part is you've only scratched the surface of how good you can be. I mean, you look at the offense, they'll even admit they're nowhere close to where they think they can be before all is said and done. On special teams, only ranked 15th is usually a top 10 unit, so a lot can happen there. And defensively, you know, you can never be good enough for Lovie Smith, so there's always more improvement to make. But I want to hit you with something that Ron Rivera, your former defensive coordinator, is. He was now the head coach of the Panthers, said about the current group in 2012 compared to the group that he coached when you guys last went to the Super Bowl. We'll talk about that next with Adonijay and Costanzo on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Sunday's game against the Panthers is powered by Constellation. The first 40,000 fans to enter Soldier Field will receive a Bears Constellation eco-friendly tote bag, courtesy of Constellation. To win Bears-Packers tickets in the Save the Planet sweepstakes and learn more about this important initiative, visit chicagobears.com/save the planet. No purchase necessary. Along with Israel Adonijay and Blake Costanzo, I'm Zach Zabin here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. When the media here had a chance to talk to Ron Rivera earlier this week, he mentioned that he thinks, at least from watching on video, the 2012 Bears defense, he thinks it can be better than the 2006 version, the one that ended up playing in the Super Bowl. What do you think?
I mean, I'll leave that speculation to, you know, others, but I think, I mean, for us, it's one step at a time, it's one game at a time, and it's just continuing to get better week in, week out. Like you said earlier, I mean, Coach Smith, Coach Marinelli, they hold us to an extremely high standard as far as defense and special teams, and even over this past few games, you know, it's been good, but we've left some opportunities on the field, and they say, hey, you know, we've done a good job, but we still can be better. We still need to be better. So that's our focus. I mean, at the end of the day, it's about us continuing to get better week in, week out.
Yeah, I agree. Coach Marinelli says, you know, once you set a standard for yourself and you reach it, you know, you kind of just reach that platform. You don't want to get higher. So ours are just so far out there that, you know, we just keep continuing to get better, you know, each and every week. And, you know, like I said, just take it one game at a time, one play at a time, and you know, you really can't compare, you know, because we've only played six games, but it definitely is a special unit.
You know, one of the things that you can notice immediately, though, and both of you have been there, where, you know, you played in a Super Bowl, Izzy, a year ago, Blake, you were in the NFC Championship game. You know when there's something cooking, when the recipe is there for something special to kind of build, and it seems as though it's all there if you guys take advantage of it.
Yeah, I mean, it is right there. I mean, we have all the parts. We have all the players. We need the coaches, and we just got to go out there and play the games and make plays and continue to do what we're doing. So, you know, we have everything in place. It's just a matter of us going out there and wanting it and doing it.
Okay, I want to play a little game with you guys. It's time now to select our Gibson's Player of the Week, brought to you by Gibson's Bar and Steakhouse. You're going to love this. The player we select gets a $500 gift card to Gibson's, and for helping pick the player, both of you guys, because of the hard work that it takes to name that guy, each of you gets a $100 gift card to Gibson's, the best meal in town. So, to me, it's a pretty simple selection, but we'll see if you guys are going to throw other names into the mix.
Here we go.
Who was, do you think, in your opinion, the player of the game in the victory against the Lions? I mean, you can start with Charles Tillman.
Yeah.
I'd say Charles Tillman. Yeah. Peanut.
And you can end with Charles Tillman. Yeah. I mean, it can't be anybody else.
Yeah, I'd say Peanut.
I mean, it's a team win, but man, what he did. And we will give it to Charles Tillman. He'll get the $500 gift card to Gibson's. And again, for helping pick it, both of you guys get a $100 gift card to Gibson's, the best meal in town. Now, here's the thing that just is so impressive. Calvin Johnson dominates everybody. You know, I think it's undisputed. Brian Urlacher's joking with me, said, well, you know, Brandon Marshall's pretty good too. You know, he might be the best receiver in the league. He might, but I think most people say that Calvin Johnson is. And for Charles to do what he did and for the defense to do what you guys did, not give up a touchdown until late in the game, and I guarantee you that's one of the things Lovie Smith has talked to you guys about, because you wanted the shutout, didn't you?
Absolutely.
You know, so to give that up, man, it's a pride thing.
Right.
Yeah. Now, can you go into detail about why you guys were able to have the kind of success against the Lions and kind of limit what Johnson was able to do?
You know, I just think it's coaching. I mean, Coach Marinelli is a tactician. He's when it comes to the game of football, he's like the chess master. He studies and watches film. That's all he does.
And a history, too.
Oh, man.
Huge history buff when it comes to the
like
NFL.
Like none other. I mean, just the history of the game as far as everything. He can give you names, times, dates, plays. And that's to have that kind of guy kind of leading your defense, you know, everyone's so well positioned. And he comes, you know, beginning of the week, hey, this is what we're going to do. This is the plan. We're going to do this with Peanut. If this happens, this is how we'll react to it. And just a detailed plan. And for us, we just have to go out there and execute it.
How much of a difference does it make when you don't have to worry about the game plan? What I mean by that is when you know what the coach is telling you is going to work as long as you follow it, because that doesn't happen everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, and I think a big part of it is that, you know, he doesn't have a lot of stuff. I think it's better to have, you know, stuff that works instead of, you know, a whole bunch of stuff to try to trick people, because, you know, we have good players, and if you just let them play football, like he says, and let us play fast, let us play physical, you know, we'll make plays. And I think that's what he gives the freedom of the defense to do that. And, you know, we just have great players, and they end up making great plays for us.
And smart players within the framework of the defense. That's why you can move Julius Peppers around. You guys know where the slide protection is coming from. And that's the thing. I mean, because you were around here when, you know, you didn't get contributions from the other guys. On the D-line, it seems like everyone who's been put out there at different points this season has made big plays in big moments.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's one of the things we talked about this week is, you know, thus far, everybody's contributed and stepped up and made big plays. And, you know, coming into this week, this is one of those weeks. And moving forward, we want it to be everyone on the field together. I mean, just completely taking the group play to a whole new level.
Swarming to the ball. I think when people talk about turnovers, if you don't watch the Bears on a regular basis, you think it's luck. If you watch the Bears, and, you know, I'm lucky, I get an opportunity to watch all the practices, and obviously you guys go through the games. The reason those takeaways happen is because there's so many people coming to the ball that there are a lot of, you know, not everyone's doing the same thing in terms of trying to attack the guy with the ball. Someone's trying to make the tackle, bring him to the ground. Someone's trying to punch the ball out. Another person's trying to pick it up. I mean, there's a method to the madness.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what? We practice it. Right. You know, more than any of the – I've been on I think it's my fifth team, and I've never been on a team where, you know, we practice it every single day. No matter who you are, where we're at, I mean, we're always practicing on the field. If a ball's on the ground, it's not staying on the ground. We're picking it up. If someone's running with the ball, you got a guy coming to strip it. And once you do things over and over, it becomes second nature. And I feel like that's what our team has become when we're out there. It's just second nature to go for a turnover.
And give me an idea, Blake, because you're a backup at this position, the middle linebacker position. And Brian Urlacher had his best game of the season in this performance against the Lions. And I talked to him after the game. He freely admits his knee will never be the same. But I asked him, can you be the same? And he said, yeah, I mean, I'm still smart. As long as you're smart, you can make a lot of things happen at that position.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, I mean, to be like Brian, who's played so many years and so many plays, you know, I think he can do it regardless because, you know, if you know what to do and where to be, you can make plays. You can make up for maybe what you lack when you're getting older in speed and all that. But, you know, he's just an unbelievable player to watch. Just to be behind him and watch him practice and watch Lance practice, they're just the ultimate pros, man. I'm just blessed to be able to watch them do their thing.
And I know, Izzy, you feel the same way because here's the thing that people don't get about Urlacher. I think because, you know, in the past he's been so athletic and so ridiculous out there that I don't think he gets enough credit for what's in his head and his ability to understand not just his position but everyone and where they have to be on the defense.
Absolutely. I mean, he knows every position. I mean, for the most part, he'll call out a play before it happens and it's spot on, you know, what the offense is doing. His IQ of the game is just on another level, and that's, you know, that's why he's going to be successful and continue to just make plays for many years to come. And just even to look at his mental toughness, you know, being able to play through the injury, I mean, through training camp, all those things. I mean, you know, no one will really know how tough it was because he's just the kind of guy to just, you know, strap it up and go out there and go to work.
When we come back, that's what I want to find out. When you see a player demonstrate that kind of toughness, like the quarterback of your team the other day, what does that do on the sideline and in the locker room? We'll find out next from Adonijay and Costanzo. This is Bears All Access brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears All Access rolls on here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Join the Bears for a ladies' night out at Soldier Field on October 29th. Meyer Football 101 presented by Chase. Visit ChicagoBears.com to purchase tickets. Ahead on the show, we'll play Are You a Bears Authority? You will not want to miss it with Blake Costanzo and Israel Adonijay. I'm Zach Zaidman. All right, so Jay Cutler goes down with what looked like just a vicious football play, but a clean play according to the NFL. And at that point, you guys are watching it. You see what happens. A hush goes over Soldier Field. On the sideline, what are you guys thinking about when you see something like that happen?
He's our quarterback, you know. He's our starting quarterback. And whenever you see a guy go down like that and stay down, man, I mean, it wasn't a good feeling. But just from what I've heard, I mean, this is my first year here. And just watching Jay play, even last year they said he played the rest of the game with a broken thumb. I knew he's a tough guy. And it was awesome on the sideline. He literally – you know, came back, like, kind of like, you know, the trainers are talking to him.
He was mad they took his helmet
away.
Yeah,
he was mad. And he literally, they're like, can you throw a pass? He took the ball and just rifled one pass, said, give me my helmet and go back in. And,
right, he didn't even wait for the thumbs up. He just grabbed his helmet and went back out there.
I mean, to us, I mean, that's awesome. I was excited. I was jacked up to see that and him go right back in the game. I mean, it just shows you his toughness and his leadership for our team.
I thought the best part about that, if you're a Bear, is the fact that nothing – because it looked like a shoulder injury initially, you know. So just the fact that once he threw that fastball and no one caught it, it just went into the ground. you knew he was okay. And then he goes into the locker room right before halftime, gets treated, everything. They checked for all of his internal stuff. Everything was fine. And, you know, a little limited. But the fact that this week, full participation in practice today, I mean, that says a lot, I think, about – who he is, and not necessarily that you have to show that kind of stuff to your teammates, but man, it does make an impression.
I mean, at this point, he doesn't have to show anything to anyone. I mean, we know how tough he is, and the people that criticize that and critique that, I mean, don't know what they're talking about. I mean, the guy, since day one, has been, you know, just showed toughness. You know, you look up in the dictionary, and his name's got to be in there, you know, Monday was just another, you know, he plays with a chip on his shoulder. He plays, you know, with passion, for love for the game. If he's able to get in there and play, believe me, he's going to play.
And he demands, which is what you want. I think if you're playing the game, you want to play with teammates who demand the absolute best at every level, mentally, physically. give me your best. And he does that. That's, I think it makes everybody around you better when you get that. That's what Urlacher does on defense in a different way.
Absolutely. I mean, and just both of those guys. And I mean, Lack is an incredible teammate and we love him. But when you talk about competition and the drive to win, I mean, it's, you're hard pressed to find someone who was, you know, equal as far as that competitive edge. I mean, he's fierce when he gets out there, and if guys make a mistake, if things aren't going right, he's the first one to get on top of those things to cut, you know, stop it there and say, hey, let's redirect the ship, let's play at a high level, let's, I mean, all those things that call for excellence. I mean, the great ones have that.
We're talking football here with Israel Adonijah and Blake Costanzo here on Bears All Access. Help me understand Julius Peppers, because he doesn't say much publicly, but man, you notice him on game day. Every single game, he's out there doing something special.
I mean, he's, I guess, you know, he doesn't say much publicly, but I mean, for us, he's one of the guys. I mean, we're in the locker room, in the meeting rooms, laughing and just, I mean.
Is he a prankster?
I mean, with the best of them.
No, really?
We have a locker room full of pranksters.
See, now, take us inside this place, this full of pranksters. Cause
Blake just pranked somebody. He just boxed up one of our guys.
Yeah. Oh, that's out of here. My first one.
We won't tell anybody. Don't worry.
Yeah, well, I guess they have this thing where you box people. So they find
in the locker room?
Yeah. That's the thing I've learned is that if you give our team any free time whatsoever, there will be pranks. There will be something fun going on.
Locker
room.
They play dodgeball. What,
yeah, dodgeball, wiffle ball, box, the boxing thing that they have, the four square, that goes on a lot.
Yes.
But, yeah, I just boxed Corey Wooten, actually, my fellow Jersey mate.
locker room.
You know what? I had to do it. He was just standing in the middle of the locker room, and he just wasn't paying attention. I just got a box, and I just slammed it on his head.
Oh.
So, I think he got three times today, so he had a rough day today.
Man, he might have ruined his hair.
And unfortunately, now we have to put Blake on the box list.
Yeah. Oh.
The Rushman box list.
Yeah, D-line and linebackers had a little rivalry going on today. So
It's a lot of fun.
Who's the guy that's gotten it the worst out of, you know, because someone, you know, I'm guessing it wasn't Wooten.
What I know is that Johnny Knox is always getting boxed.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Johnny.
Which is a good sign because it means he's getting healthier.
Yeah, right. For sure.
And he's a little guy, too.
Oh, man.
And you know what I've learned? This is the funny thing about football. And you can correct me if I'm wrong here, Izzy, but you ever notice, Blake, the bigger the guy is, they don't take it easy on the little guys. You know, I think they go even harder
You know what that is? That's a byproduct. It's the little guy's fault because the little guys are just – They
what
don't
you
know.
Me that
they
look
don't
for?
Want I mean, to stop.
They got the little guys.
Right. Exactly. So eventually, you got to be like, you know what? This is what you want. All right. You're gonna get what you asked for.
And they keep coming back for more. That's the amazing thing.
They keep coming back for more. Right.
I mean, man, because there are a lot of little guys. You know, you're playing one this weekend in Steve Smith. These little guys that just you got to be a little crazy. I think to be able to be that small and play that big.
For sure.
And he's hurt you guys over the years. That's the amazing thing to me. Like, I thought Charles Tillman said it best, you know, guy just plays big. Yeah. He plays big. You can't look at the size. Don't get fooled by that.
Right.
And maybe that's why you look to send a message.
Yeah, I mean, a guy like that, he's just, I mean, it's all about his mindset and his mentality. You know, you take size out of it. I mean, just his focus is making a play. His focus is doing whatever he can to win. His focus is doing whatever he can to make a statement to the guy that he's lined up against. So, you know, going up against a guy like that, or you know, people like that, you've got to bring your best and you got to elevate your level of play.
Is there an offensive lineman that over the years, you know, just had something over you mentally where you had to, you know, you'd go back that off season and you were targeting, I'm gonna get this guy and do it. I'm gonna be better than him because he's trying to challenge me.
No,
that's good. Would you admit it even if there was?
I mean, if I was just felt absolutely defeated by somebody, I'd say, yeah. I mean, that's the whole point of competition. You know, you fight. You know, if someone gets you, you say, hey, that guy got me today, and you come back better. You know, but, you know, I've faced a lot of great guys over the years. You know, that's probably one of my toughest matches was, early, probably my second year when we played Dallas, and I think it was Larry Allen. I was playing through technique.
Not the only one. A lot of people.
A day against him was, it was like trying to move a house. You know?
For you, in your time playing in the league, Blake, has there been a guy that, you know, it doesn't have to be a lineman, just anybody at any position?
I've had some battles with Ian Badesio that play here.
Yeah.
When I was in Cleveland going up against him twice a year in Baltimore, just guys like that. But, you know, when you play guys on special teams, you know, you're getting the best from all those guys. They're going – because they wouldn't be out there if they didn't give their best.
Yeah, I mean, you're trying to put food on the table when you're playing special
exactly.
teams.
Yeah, exactly. So just whoever you go against, you know, you got to be prepared because you don't want to get got or boxed on the field.
All right, when we come back, we got a lot of different things we're going to do. We're going to play Are You a Bears Authority? You're going to like this, Blake. You know, yeah. he's a pro at this.
All right.
And then we're also going to find out about this comic book because it's the new big thing. I know you guys have been talking about it in the locker room. This guy was at a comic book convention. Right? Just a couple of weeks ago on the bye week.
Yes.
Yeah, on his worldwide. He went on an international tour because went back home and did some great work in the community and then was off to New York. So we'll get to all that kind of stuff and we'll find out what it was like growing up in Jersey and also what it's like going back now as a big-time athlete in Jersey. So we've got that coming up on the agenda here on Bears All Access with Israel Adonijah and Blake Costanzo on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Watch Bears Game Day Live, brought to you by Subway, Sunday mornings, 10:30 a.m. on Fox Chicago. And Bears Game Night Live, brought to you by Toyota, Sunday nights, 10:35 p.m. on Fox Chicago, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. Having a good time here tonight at Halas Hall with Israel Adonijah and Blake Costanzo. I'm Zach Zaveman. Guys, are you ready? Are you ready to have some fun?
I'm ready. I'm nervous. You said he's a veteran at this.
No, this is actually my first time playing this game.
Okay, nice. Listen, but he knows the team. You know, he's been here for a while. You know, but
this is all team related.
This is all team related. And usually they're easy. Okay. Some guys have difficulty. And I know Blake's not going to be making any excuses here.
No, he's
coming to play.
All right.
So here's what we're doing. It's the highest rated segment of the show. It's called Are You a Bears Authority? Brought to you by Sports Authority. Real simple. I ask a question. If you know the answer, you hit the buzzer right in front of you. And the first person to hit it gets a chance to answer. If you get it right, we move on to the next question. If you don't get it right, the other player can answer. And whoever's got the most right after seven questions wins a Sports Authority gift certificate for a lucky Bears fan. So, Izzy, you're going to be playing for Blake Staley from Chicago.
Let's go.
Yeah, how about that? And Blake Costanzo is going to be playing for Peter Selternight. From Chicago. Now, Selternight. Yeah, so, you know, it would have been easier to have Blake play for Blake and Izzy play for Peter, but whatever. I don't make those decisions. All right, so if you're listening right now and you want to play a future game with our Bears players, all you have to do is log on to chicagobears.com/CBN and click on the Bears All Access page where you can also listen to all of our shows. Ready?
Let's do it.
Here we go. Question one. Name two players on the current Bears roster whose last names begin with the letter G. Costanzo.
Sorry, I jumped the gun there, man.
Well,
go.
Damn,
G.
Three.
I pass.
Two. One. All right, Izzy.
What in the world?
They're on the other side of the locker room. Come on. Three, two, one. Robbie Gould.
Ooh.
Roberto Garza.
Garza and Gould.
Man, that's tough.
I mean,
man.
Come on. I know you guys just look at them as numbers. All right.
Right,
here we go. Question.
Oh, those guys? All right.
Question number two. What NFL team was Bears special teams coordinator Dave Tobe assistant special teams coach for before he came to the Bears?
Eagles?
Yes, Blake gets it right.
Nice. That was kind of direct towards me.
Right, yeah, I see that.
Hey, both of you guys have spent a lot of time with Tobe in the laboratory.
That's my guy.
Okay, here we go. With Blake having a 1-0 lead over Izzy, question number three, name the college that the other player on the show tonight went to. Blake.
Manitoba.
Correct.
What in the world?
How about that?
I said it earlier.
Oh, look at that. There you go. There's something working up there.
Okay.
By the way, do you want to even take a guess, Izzy, as to where?
I have no idea.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to Lafayette College.
Where
Lafayette.
Is that?
In Easton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. And Charles Patriot Tillman League. Went Patriot to, yes. Charles Tillman went to Louisiana Lafayette, which is nowhere near that.
But people always ask me that.
Do they really?
Yeah, that's what they think it is.
Wow. All right, that's good to know. All right, question four. Blake, a commanding 2-0 lead over Adonijah. All right, of the current tight ends on the Bears roster, Kellen Davis, Kyle Adams, Matt Spaeth, and Brody Eldridge, only one of them did not attend a Big Ten school. Which one? Izzy.
Brody Eldridge.
Correct. He went to Oklahoma. Kellen Davis went to Michigan State. Kyle Adams went to Purdue. And Matt Spaeth went to Minnesota.
I don't know what Big Ten is, honestly. I would play in the Patriot League.
Which is both of you guys to come from schools that aren't considered places where NFL players go. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be a sense of of fulfillment walking in a locker room when you see these guys. You know, you got Devin Hester from Miami. You got all these, you know, Jay Cutler goes to Vandy, an SEC school, and you guys come out of these little places, but you're right there with the big boys. Come on, that's cool.
I mean, I'm Canadian, so it's just like real. Like, I never – the college game is so big here. You know, we don't have that in Canada. It's, you know, a whole different world.
It's all hockey.
Yeah, all hockey.
It is big hockey.
Do you miss it? Do you miss the fact that the NHL is not where it – you know, there are no games right now.
I don't miss it, but I mean, I want those guys to get back to work. You know, you got some friends that play in the league, so.
Yeah, you guys almost had to go through that last year. Now, wait, did you at any point even consider playing hockey?
I played a lot of hockey growing up, not professionally, but I played, you know, rec leagues. Yeah, you know, down.
What'd you play? Were you always this big?
I mean. I guess.
I mean, what I mean is, because you don't usually see play. I mean, you're almost 7 feet. I mean, you're a giant. So,
on the ice, it's true.
That's on the ice. You generally don't see defensive end sized players.
Yeah, I mean, you know? and usually you know they end up you know playing defense. But I mean, I always
right.
Exactly. You know,
it's the Ty Domi of Manitoba.
Right. But yeah, I mean, yes, just grew up playing hockey. It was what everybody did. The whole neighborhood, you know, played and. And, you know, so living in that community, that's what we did. You just played and, you know.
All different positions.
So you know.
Goalie, did you have the mask? Or
you had the mask, you had the full pads, you know, you'd get in there and,
imagine that
you know,
zone.
Make glove saves and, you know, split saves, all that stuff, you know, just having fun.
Boy, I'm guessing that, Blake, if you tried hockey, you'd be pretty good at it. I'm just, because you got that mentality.
Can you skate?
I can't skate. But I can learn.
Right.
He'd have no fear going out there on the ice. All right, let's get back to the game here. All right, it's a 2-1 lead for Costanzo over Adonijay. Question number five. Since 2004, the Bears rank first in the NFL in takeaways with 287. Which team is in second place? What team is he?
Ravens.
Incorrect.
I could just throw out a guess, huh?
Yeah, go ahead.
Tampa Bay.
Incorrect. It's the Patriots.
Wow.
Really?
Again, I'm telling you, those takeaways lead to victory. You look at the good teams around the NFL, almost all of them, over a span, almost all of them are up there in the takeaway category. It's something Lovie Smith has preached. Every time that the Bears, I think, have only lost 9 games since 2004 in which they've won the turnover battle in a game.
Wow.
So that tells you all you need to know. All right, still a 2-1 lead, Costanzo over Adonijay. Man, it's getting tight down to the wire here. Question six. Who leads the Bears' defense in tackles so far this season? Blake.
Lance Briggs.
Incorrect. Is he?
Tim Jennings.
Incorrect. You can take a guess.
I was going to say Major.
Right position, wrong guy.
Conti.
Wow. How about that? Those guys, by the way, we have not talked a lot about the safeties this year.
Right.
But those two guys, they've played 12 games together. And they have, as a team, 22 interceptions for the Bears defense. They've solidified a position. I mean, Izzy knows this. Because it seems like forever you guys have been trying to replace Mike Brown.
Right.
Those guys, they've stabilized a position of need for the Bears.
Playing well.
Yeah, they really are. All right. Question number seven. This is for all the marbles here. If Izzy doesn't get it right, Blake wins. If Izzy gets it right, we go to the tiebreaker.
Let's go.
All right. Question seven. What other sport besides football did Lance Briggs play in high school? Is he?
He played basketball.
Incorrect. Blake Costanzo has won the game. Yeah. You want to take a guess as to the answer? You'll never – when I say this –
Volleyball, because he seems like a volleyball guy.
No. When I say this, I don't even believe it. I had to – when we
cricket?
Looked it up
– Cricket?
No, not cricket. Come on. I know he was in London once last year.
Right.
But track.
Track is
Lance Briggs, track and field star.
He must have threw the shot put or something.
200 meters shot put and the 4x100 meter relay.
Interesting.
Wow. Yeah, and that's the reason in Dallas. I mean, didn't know that speed was. Did you?
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, too, but the Dallas was the first time I think he opened his eyes to the name. Whoa, this guy's got something.
He was fast. But, I mean, he showed some blazing speed. And a couple years ago, he ran down Michael Vick. So
But you know what I think it is? I think it's because he's had the unfortunate distinction of being next to Urlacher for his entire career. Yeah. Everyone looks slow next to Brian. Yeah. So maybe that's the reason. But, man, what a performance. Congratulations to Blake Costanzo, and even more so, congratulations to Peter Seltenreich from Chicago, who wins the gift certificate to Sports Authority. When we come back, we're going to find out a whole new side to Israel Adonijé right here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. The Bears thank Giordano's Famous Stuffed Pizza for providing dinner tonight. Stop by one of their 40 Chicagoland locations for the city's favorite stuffed pizza and visit Giordano's.com. Along with Israel Adonijé and Blake Costanzo, I'm Zach Zabeman. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. We've been talking a lot of football on the show, having some fun, getting to know each other in terms of the personalities on the team. What I'd like to know is this whole – I heard this way back when, and I didn't believe it. And then this year it kind of came to fruition. But I guess, Izzy, maybe you can help me out. 2007, during training camp in Bourbonnais,
right.
You know, in between all those hard practices, all the lifting, all the conditioning that you needed to do to get yourself ready for the regular season, there's that downtime inside the dorm room, right?
Right.
And what was taking place?
2007, I was in my dorm room and in the little, I guess, the den there, just working on a story which is now called The Protectors. And basically it's the origin story of the athlete, the modern day athlete. It's, you know, why do you have, you know, a Devin Hester, Julius Peppers, just athletes across the world with superior speed, strength, you know, intellect, all these things that athletes have.
And
have
it's in a comic book form.
Right. It's a comic book form. And then we hope to develop into other properties and things as we go. But it's the project is just taken off. It's very exciting. It's fun. We were in New York for the New York Comic Con and, you know, 150,000 comic fans and, you know, geeks and nerds out there hanging out. And the project was well accepted. And we're just excited to get everything rolled out.
Now, were you always one of those geeks and nerds back as a kid?
I mean,
I don't mean that in a disrespectful way.
No,
look at me.
No,
I mean, yeah.
You know, absolutely. I grew up in, you know, reading comic books and, you know, writing in my journal and just always doing creative stuff. You know, I think creativity was just always a part of our household. And to me now, it really is the foundation and the key just to everything, being able to create and innovate. You know, it's just it's a huge part of just who I am.
And he tweeted pictures from this event in New York, and among them, I'm telling you, the geekiest guy was Anthony Adams, AA, the
right.
Former Bear. Man, he's crazy.
Oh, he's a nut.
And he had the outfit on and everything.
Oh, I'm telling you, he had, like, my team of people we had out there, we had probably around 15 people, and he had us laughing on the floor the whole entire time, taking his shirt off, you know.
Which is not a good look for most people. You know, at least most people that look like AA wouldn't do that in public.
But yes. It was awesome. It was a lot of fun. His superhero is Fat Man, and the more he eats, the stronger he gets, and, you know, he defends all food.
Yeah, that's believe me, that's how he tried to get in the NFL and lasted for as long as he did. Now, we're with Izzy Adonijé and Blake Costanzo here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. I want to remind you that Bears Huddle and Bears Blitz, brought to you by Jimmy John's, is your chance to catch up on Bears news every Wednesday and Thursday at 4:30 p.m. on Comcast Sportsnet, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. Have you seen this stuff, Blake?
I haven't, but I've heard Julius try to get a lead. Yeah, he was always arguing with him about getting, like, a lead character or something like that. I mean, I just heard the little rumblings from my locker about it. But I'm excited to see it.
You know, Lance Briggs is a big comic book guy, too.
I heard, yeah.
Yeah, and he wrote something.
He did. Yeah, he did. He did a partnership with Top Cow, and they released his first property, and it did pretty well as well, except it's a great story concept. So, you know, we're looking to have some, hopefully, you know, bigger things to come from that.
Okay, so let's turn back the clock here before we get to all that stuff. So in 07, who was your roommate in training camp that you didn't want to spend time with him and go out into the den?
I don't have a roommate.
Really? So no. Even back then?
No.
You're that's good.
I was fortunate to have my own roommate.
Yeah, it's don't you have to be a 5-year veteran to get to that point, usually?
Yeah.
What do I know? But he's a special guy. Now, so you said that you were inspired by just the specialness of some of these athletes. In particular, what led you to label each guy the way you did when you put their superpowers together?
Well, I mean, I guess really it was about telling the story of sports and comics. You know, what I felt would be the right way. I mean, you know, you look at like the pro stars and different old comic stuff. It was just, you take an athlete and you just give him powers and, you know, you don't know why he has powers. So, right. You know, we just, you know, if you're big and strong and you just fit a certain kind of genre of superhero, that's kind of, you know, what you, how you fit. If you are, you know, like a Brian Urlacher would be probably like a Captain America type, you know, guy. You'd have, you know, a Julius Peppers would be like a, you know, Colossus or a Hulk type character, Devin Hester, you know, just so you just kind of fit those guys around the world. And I mean, ultimately, you're just retelling, you know, stories that have been told before, but with just, you know, a new way of
a
telling.
A new twist.
Yeah.
Right. So, and you mentioned that you have all these different platforms that you want to create based. Are you willing to share some of them?
Yeah. I mean, yesterday, all day, I was working with my designer on the Protectors game. It's going to be like an app game that'll be on your iPhone and your tablets. It's just going to be basically you as the Protector saving the Earth from the dissenters and the looming evil that is going to destroy humanity.
See, I like nice. That. I mean, that's deep, right? Isn't that deep? That's deep stuff from Israel. And speaking of apps and your iPhone, you've got, a theme for the Protectors?
Yeah, so actually, you know, back then, Chris Harris, he made this beat. So I took his beat, I added some stuff to it, and then I just kind of made what I wanted the Protectors theme song to sound like. Then I reached out to some friends who are in the music industry, and they, you know, made this little theme score for us. We have the verses down. We just have to get someone, and I'm trying to get Blake to be the guy to write write the chorus and the hooks for the song. But it's going to be a great theme song, inspirational, motivational song about just winning.
All right, so play a little bit of it, and we'll use that to go to our commercial break here. And what we'll do out of that is when we come back, because this is going to sound really cool, we're with Israel Adonijé and Blake Costanzo. There it is, here on it's fly. I like this. This is good. It's got a little groove to it.
Yeah. I'm just vibing.
So this is an Israel Adonijé creation. When we come back, Izzy and Blake Costanzo will kind of flip it around and get to know a little bit about the New Jersey side of Mr. Costanzo next here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. All Access rolls on with Israel Adonijé and Blake Costanzo. I'm Zach Zabin, Bears Insider, brought to you by McDonald's, featuring Jeff Joniak, Bears head coach Lovie Smith. Airs Monday nights at 7 p.m. on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. Okay, so we found out a lot about, and by the way, how cool was that beat, Blake?
That was all. I hope I can hear it in the stadium one day.
I mean, that's sweet. Well, you definitely heard it on the show, and I'm sure your Twitter account now is just going to go through the roof after everyone heard that. That's pretty. And by the way, did you catch this? Adonijé's Twitter account now is at 1 million people. You want to know why?
Wow.
Not just because of the great work he does in the community and the fact that he's a fantastic football player and all this kind of stuff. It's because he put out a couple of weeks ago a picture of a fake bill at a steakhouse.
Oh,
remember this?
Yeah, I remember that.
$38,000. People were going crazy. I was getting so many text messages about this. I'm like,
right.
It can't be real. I mean, there's no way. And we had, for people who don't know the story, the defensive line, every position group goes out at some point. But the defensive line went out on this particular night, one of the fanciest steakhouses in Chicago. And, you know, the rookies, as is custom, they have to pay. And the Bears only have one rookie on the active roster in Shea McClellan. And there was a guy who was on the team at the time on the practice squad named Aston Whiteside. Nice guy. And, you know, Izzy, being the shrewd guy that he is, goes to the – well, I'll let you tell the story.
I mean, we just went out for D-line dinner. I told the server, you know, when the bill comes, you know, make it for about 35 grand. And the bill came back, was 38. He came into the room. I pointed to Shea and Aston. And when they – looked at the bill, you know, Shea turned red, and Aston, you know, his eyes, you know, fell out of his head, and they were stuttering and said they couldn't pay the bill. So we told him to call the manager, and it was just a lot of fun. We were on the ground, just, you know, rolling and laughing. It was great.
The best part is Shea was telling me that, you know, he's texting. I think he was texting his wife or his girlfriend, and he was saying, you know, hey, you know, my credit card maxes out. I can't. And then you said, he said that at one point you said, you know, just pay what you can. And then, you know, I'll.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Are you surprised by just how that blew up just off of the tweet?
Yeah, you know, I was really surprised at how upset people were. You know, people said I was irresponsible for running up a $38,000 dinner bill.
Hey, the Cowboys got Dez Bryant for $54,000, right. And that wasn't fake.
Right. So, actually, my business manager called me like 7 o'clock in the morning the next day and said, hey, you got to let people know that it's a joke.
So that was articles about it. It was great. All right. The New Jersey side of Blake Costanzo. What are you, Jersey Shore, or just kind of, you know, down?
That's kind of hard to top Izzy, man, with the, you know, the comic book stuff. No. But, yeah, I'm not Jersey Shore. North Jersey, you know, right outside New York City.
Right.
So, but I definitely have friends that are Jersey Shore-ish, I guess you could say.
Yeah, because you don't have the tan, you know.
Yeah, I don't have the tan to blow out the tribal tattoos, capri pants, you know, all that kind of stuff. So.
You're a Springsteen guy?
Yeah, love the boss.
Yeah,
see, for sure.
There you go. So he, I mean, it's hardcore.
Asbury Park, man. Actually, yeah, they're redoing Asbury Park. Actually, where he's from. So it's a pretty cool place to go to in the summertime.
You know, he was here in Chicago, I went to the concert at Wrigley Field. He's like 62 or 65.
Yeah,
I mean, he's an old guy, but you wouldn't know it. I mean, great shape, and sang for about an hour and a half in the rain at Wrigley.
Nice.
I mean, that's Costanzo like in terms of the commitment. You gotta like that. All right, so here's and I want to remind people that you can ask a Bears question in the Toyota Fan Zone. Tweet any Bears-related question using the hashtag BearsToyota, and it might be answered during the Bears Game Night Live TV broadcast Sunday nights on Fox Chicago. If the selected question belongs to you, you will receive a Bears Pro Shop gift card, so use the hashtag BearsToyota. All right, now, before we say goodbye, you guys are both veterans in this league. You know how hard it is to win a championship, and that's why you play. I mean, they're, at the end of the day, after you're able to take care of your family from a financial standpoint, you want a chance to win that championship. And you know it's never guaranteed. Like last year, you guys were cruising 7-3, and then the injury happens. What do you think is the biggest key going forward for this ball club to get where you need to go?
I mean, for me, I believe the number one key to every season, including this one, is health. You know, the team's got to stay healthy. And, you know, if you do that, then you give yourself a chance. You know, you're allowed, you know, put the coaching on top of that. You put the players, the effort that we have, the locker room, everything else, as long as everybody stays healthy and the guys, you know, the core group of guys is there. I mean, now we got a shot.
It's a nice core. All right, we got to say goodbye. Blake, thank you for coming on the show.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's a lot of fun.
Izzy, I'm glad we got to find. Man, that music's so cool. Hope to hear it soon.
Yes, sir.
At Soldier Field. For Greg Miller, our producer, and Paul Zerang, the man who helped us blast through the speakers of your radio, I'm Zach Zaidman saying so long. Thanks for listening. This has been Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Thanks for listening to this Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access, your all-access pass into the world of Bears football. You can listen to Bears All Access shows online at chicagobears.com. Bears All Access has been brought to you by Sports Authority and has been sponsored by Toyota and Verizon.